escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to head out to the Broadmoor in Colorado where the U.S. Senior Open Championship's taking place and connect with top golf instructor Michael Manavian. Michael has been working with a variety of players on the Senior Tour. And I'd love to get his take on this championship and what these guys continue to work on well into their 50s and 60s. Hey, Mike, welcome to Talking Golf.
Thank you, man. It's always good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. How's it going in Colorado?
Well, it's early, and it's 5:42 in the morning, but we have early tee times today. So they've moved it up to 7 a.m. start time on the first tee, and they're splitting the tees off 1 and 10. And there's a threat of rain this afternoon, so they're going to try to hurry up and get the final round in. And we're in for an exciting round. We've got a very stacked leaderboard at the top between Mark Hensby, Stuart Sink, and Patrick Harrington, with a couple players right behind them. So the championship's going to come down to the final two groups, and it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it's been very exciting to watch. And we'll talk first of all about the golf course, because I hear the putting complexes are extremely difficult. They're actually comparing the speed of the greens to Augusta, right?
So, you know, I was talking with Ernie Els on the putting green last night. We were comparing that at Augusta, at least where you have to putt around the hole, are pretty flat. Here, they've got pins on, you know, 4% slopes, 3% slopes. They're not really, it needs to be a little bit softened, even for this type of a championship where you can feed the ball in, but then I saw 4 and 5 footers that you're playing 6 feet a break. I mean, it's a little bit out of control, but this is what the USGA loves to do. They think they're trying to identify the best player when the fact of the matter is every week the best player ends up winning, the lowest score wins. They have to try to manipulate the situation. They just feel like they can't help themselves. It always comes down to it.
I know. We've been talking about the difficulty of these championships, the layouts for a while now. But over in where you are, you also have the altitude issue, right? So explain how the altitude affects the golf ball and how players have to adjust to that, Mike.
Okay. Well, the golf ball, because there's less density, less oxygen in the air, the ball's not going to have enough friction, so it's going to fall out of the sky with lower spin rates. So the first thing most of my guys did on Monday was to tune their drivers up another degree. And some of them, we've been doing a deep dive for the past 3 weeks leading up to this, trying to figure out if we need to change balls or which players need to switch balls to get the most spin off the tee, because at 7,300 yards, this golf course isn't overly demanding when you consider you have to add 10% off of every yardage. So most of the players have been smart and using a meter book instead of having to do math. So you kind of get the 10% here at altitude, but it took a few days to adjust to it. So the ball's not spinning as much. There's not a friction in the air molecule, so the ball's going to fall out of the sky. So it's a challenge. And then you have all this elevation change on the par threes. You're hitting down 20, 30 feet, hitting up 20, 30 feet. It's really multiple issues. And when you're teeing off early, it's 60 degrees. In the middle of the day, it's getting to 84, 85. So that's going to change the golf ball's distance. So Nota Begay really talked about this well in the coverage. It's a math quiz here, as well as a physical challenge of walking without oxygen at this altitude.
It is a challenge, mentally and physically, for sure. And I know the 17th, they say, is the longest par 4 in U.S. senior open history at 519 yards. So the back nine is a beast from what I'm seeing. And but, hey, let's talk about the fun stuff. Not that it's great stuff, but the controversy between Padraig Harrington and NBC analyst Roger Maltby over the lost ball incident. That was crazy. What do you know about that incident?
A little too much. the situation, for the viewers who don't know, Padraig hit a wild one off the tee, as he's apt to do. And this golf course it's not that difficult off the tee. It's really a green complex situation, because if you look at the stats, there are players who are hitting 90% of their fairways, and the leaders are hitting 90% of their greens in regulation. So off the tee, it's not too demanding. But if you go super wild, 70, 80 yards offline like Paddy does, and you're in this 5 foot, well, 2 to 3 foot fescue in some spots, it's just unkempt grass. And Roger was evidently on the broadcast, and he was talking about the situation, and Paddy had a beef with him that he didn't come to help him look for a lost ball. Never mind, you know, he's one of the best players in the world. He's got a massive gallery, and you know, you got the world helping, but he felt obligated to tell Roger, hey, I've never seen anybody not help. And, you know, Roger took a little bit of, you know, he stood his ground, as he should, saying, hey, listen, I'm not a player. I was a player. I'm not playing with you. I'm not a competitor helping you. I'm a broadcaster analyzing the situation, and I'm live on the air. You know, if he found it by chance, fine, great, but he wasn't going to try to look for it. Now, I'm sure he's found a golf ball for Tiger or, you know, one or two over the years, but it's a little different situation here where, you know, the guy's trying to do his job, and Patrick should be doing a better job of hitting the fairway. So, you know,
I agree. I mean, Rogers, they're apparently, you know, NBC or whatever network is, you know, tells their broadcast team, do not get involved in the competition. It's not smart to get involved in the competition. So I think Padraig put Roger in a very tough spot. And, you know, Roger, in my opinion, Roger should have stayed out of it. I mean, he doesn't want to affect the competition by finding a ball. And he, as you say, he's doing his job. He's on the air. He's talking. So I just thought that, you know, Padraig was probably frustrated in the heat of the moment, but that was unfair for Padraig to put Roger in that position, for sure.
No doubt. And if I can just add one quick bit on that, you know, my guys who weren't on TV this week, they didn't have the benefit of having an announcer look for a golf ball for them when they lost the ball. So, you know, Roger is a true professional, and I think Padraig was fully out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. I mentioned in the chapter that Padraig is one of 12 legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And he talks, you know, he's very honest and open as he sees things, right? And he talks about how he really prefers to be behind and chasing rather than in the lead in the final round of any tournament or championship. And I do you find that a lot of competitors are like that? They don't want to be in the lead? I guess it's just about your mindset. And he just thought, he says it's so difficult to close it out if he's in the lead. He'd rather be chasing.
Heavy lies the crown, right, Dan? So,
exactly.
You know, these players want to win, and they want nothing more to win, but winning begets winning. So Your expectations go up. The media's expectation of you go up. I know a few of my players that they relish the chaser mode and the chaser mentality. Plus, they look at a Hall of Famer like Padraig, and they're like, well, he's expected to win. I'm not, which is, I think, the perfect case for Mark Hensby. Mark's very honest. I've worked with Mark in the past. He's a great guy. We were paired up with him for the first 2 days, and he missed an 8-inch putt on the fourth hole. Birdied 1, 2, and 3, missed an 8-inch tap-in on 4, birdied 5, and kept going. He had 9 birdies on the day. his front nine was 20, was seven under par with a bogey that was an 8-inch tap, and it was ridiculous. And then on the back nine, you had all this, all the media attention, the TV crews came on, and on every tee box, every approach shot, every putt, there was people moving, and it was just a joke with how disrespectful the surroundings were inside the ropes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where the volunteers and the should have known better, and you know, standard bearers moving signs. It was just incredible, the dichotomy between the two nines. And he had he had 16 birdies in the first 2 days, and then he had a bunch yesterday. He had an eagle on nine, which was outstanding. So my money's on Mark to close out the deal today. And I think, to your point, Patrick gets a little bit nervous when he's out in front, and they're all going to be paired up together. And, you know, Stewart thinks he's not going to back down, and Mark's definitely going to go attack. And I think Patrick's the one with, you know, he's the Hall of Famer. He's the one with the most pressure, and he's the one that hits with the wild.
So. That's right. And you know, speaking of nerves, he also told me in that chapter that he not only has nerves, but he has fear when he tees it up. And I thought that was an interesting admission, that he's not just nervous, but he's fearful. And he suggests that we all should embrace that fear. It helps him focus, he says. It kicks up his adrenaline, but he turned it into a positive. Do you find that a lot of the players in that scenario are not only nervous, but fearful?
If I can be honest, it depends how much money they have in the bank and how much they care. Like, there are a lot of guys here who are, you know, they're just happy to be out here, and, you know, this is what they know how to do, and they come out and they play golf. And if they play well, great. If not, no big deal. And then they start getting into you know, the mode of, like, chaser, and, like, they might be in the top 10, and the pressure adds up, and they love it because, you know, it's been a while since they got in there. But, there's levels on this tour where you've got the, you know, the Hall of Famers who are the legends of the game. Then you got the active 50 to 55 year olds, and then you got the 60 plus guys. So you fall into a different bracket. It depends. You know, Rory McIlroy has $500 million in the bank. I mean, he doesn't really care about a 4 foot putt. I mean, he cares, but they're, you know, you put it into a bigger picture.
Did we lose them?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so into what you were saying. I'm like, okay. All right. Prospect of Tiger Woods playing the PGA Tour Champions when he turns 50. He's 49 right now, and he turns 50 on December 30th. What's the buzz about Tiger? Do you think he's going to play the Champions Tour?
No, he can't walk. I know you get carts, but I think he'll play this tournament, because he wants to get the junior, the amateur, the open, and the senior open. And I think that's it. I don't think he's going to play. People are expecting him to play. And if you look at the schedule, I mean, is he really going to tee it up for, not that he's ever played for money, but is he going to get out of bed for a $300,000 first place check? I don't know. It doesn't seem like, I mean, like he'd like to go to fire stuff. There are courses that would host him, but first, he can't walk. I mean, the TGL, he was having trouble in that, and the Achilles is a hard injury, and I've, you know, said a lot of things about Tiger over the years about him being done, and they would love to see him out here because obviously it'd be 1996 all over again. All the purses would start going up, all the money would start going up, the media would go up, security would go up, we wouldn't get to park so close. You know, there are a lot of issues that come with having Tiger, and I think he'll play a few, but to expect him to play a 26 tournament schedule or even a 5 tournament schedule, it's going to be hard because then you look at pairing up the Masters, the British Open, you know, those two events butt up against our major. So is he going to go to the British Open, walk, you know, 7 days and then play the senior British 7 days? I don't see it. It's a big ask.
It's so questionable whether he can even play any championships. You know, he's
now, don't
just
get me
so
wrong. We want him. Don't get me wrong. We all want him. But I got to be a realist on this.
All right, quickly, what are your thoughts about the prospect of Keegan Bradley being both the captain and a player, you know, this upcoming Ryder Cup team? I threw it out to Twitter, and of course, my Twitter feed's not loading right this second, but I will be talking about that, and, you know, I will be passing on all the Twitter feedback I'm getting about this. Yeah. But what are your thoughts about that? Do you think he can be a captain and play?
Yes, he should be. I think he's going to get in on points. He's playing too good. I don't think it's a big issue for him to be the captain and playing. Tiger did it in the Presidents Cup a few years ago, and he knew when to take off a round or a section, a match rather. I think Keegan, being a Boston guy as well, nobody knows Bethpage Black, who's in this tournament, better than Keegan, being a St. John's grad. There's going to be, you know, I think the way the tour, the PGA of America sets up the Ryder Cup, in that you can delegate duties, having his vice captain take over holes and stuff, it's not going to be a problem. Plus, it opens the opportunity, I think. You know, Tiger's going to be involved somehow, some way in the team room. It opens up the door to have Tiger come in as captain and really change the dynamic, but who knows? I'm just speculating there. But I think, yes, Egan should play if he can play because he's an asset to the team.
Michael, always a pleasure. Let's do it again soon, okay?
You're the best. Thanks, Ann.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.